It has been rightly said, a person's eyes are the windows to their soul, because eyes tell us a lot about who they are. But when it comes to a narcissist, their eyes are the windows to their rottenness, their hollowness and emptiness, and ultimately their narcissistic core. They make certain eye movements and position their eyes in specific ways that display their narcissism, their grandiosity, and entitlement. Essentially, these eye movements and eye positions show us how they perceive you, the world, and their relationship with the environment. To understand this further, we are going to talk about four weird eye movements a narcissist makes and what they mean. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Before we get started, I have a question for you. What have you noticed in the narcissist's eyes? What have been your experiences? Drop them in the comments below and help other survivors feel validated and connected. Also, make sure to subscribe, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Weird eye movement number one, weird side audience look. A narcissist loves to lecture, love to display their knowledge. They love to talk, especially if it is an overt one. It is all a theatrical performance. Everything is a performance for a narcissist. They always assume people are paying attention, people are listening, and people are mesmerized by what they have to say. So if you are present in the same environment where they are lecturing people, so what they would do is they'll just have this side eye movement like this while they're talking. They'll go something like this. And that, it seems so weird, because it's like they are trying to see if you're paying attention to them, if you're noticing them, if you're noticing how knowledgeable they are, and if you're getting influenced and impacted by what they have to say, the gems that are coming out of their mouth. That is the delusional grandiosity in action. The side eye look, it's almost like scanning the environment for all the attention they could possibly vacuum in to feel good about themselves. They do not care about what they are saying, as long as they are saying it and making it seem like it's the best thing that has ever been said, and they're so knowledgeable. These side eyes do not make sense to other people, because you do not know what that was supposed to mean. If they were talking with this person, if they were directing this audience, why would they have the side eye look at you to know what you're doing or if you're paying attention or not? This is another proof of the narcissist fantasy world, where everybody is paying attention to them, listening to them, taking in all the information and going like, yeah, you're right. That's it. Absolutely spot on. And it is also a proof for their insecure narcissistic self. Weird eye movement number two. The narcissist looks through the side of the eye, through the corner, more to the floor, and has a condescending or disgust-filled look or expression on the face, more like this. This look is designed and fabricated for a couple of reasons, one of which is to shame you, to elicit a deep yet heavy emotional response from you so that you feel terrible about yourself. The narcissist has to feel the biggest victim, especially if it is a covert, vulnerable narcissist. They have to make you feel you have caused them so much harm, you have abandoned them, you have isolated them, you have hurt them the worst way possible. And for that, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's why this disgust filled or this condescending look on the face, maybe a little sad smirk kind of thing. It's a combination, very difficult to explain it. But this kind of look through the corner of the eye, more towards left or right, one of either of the sides, and with this facial expression, it's just almost like they are hitting you, battering you psychologically without putting a hand on you. This is why I say narcissistic abuse is pervasive. It breaks your soul, and sometimes without even the actual event happening, I mean, where something was said, something was overtly done. They just don't even have to touch you. With their abusive body language, I would say, they can just break you, tear you apart, and you can hate yourself without actually knowing what made you do that, what triggered that self-hatred. This is how they create this sense of obligation in you to become their savior, to fix the relationship for them when they are the one causing all the damage. This is how they create this chronic sense of shame in you that takes over, and just an eye look becomes your nemesis in a way. Strong enough to make you better yourself, gaslight yourself into thinking you are the worst human that has ever come to this earth, and now it's your responsibility to uplift their ego and make them feel better. Have you experienced something like this? Let me know in the comments. Weird eye movement number 3. Up down of the eyes, just when they're looking at you, they look at you up and down with a smirk on their face filled with disgust. Remove their eyes from you as if they abandon you and neglect you right in that moment through their eyes. Very difficult to explain, as I said earlier, but let me show you how it possibly could look like. This is also followed by maybe somewhat of an eye roll. It's not a full eye roll, but up, down, removing the eye contact, small eye roll with a smirk on the face. This is such a subtle way of shaming the person, or almost telling them, who are you? How dare you? Don't you know who I am? Don't you see me? Don't you see my greatness? Don't you see how above I am than you, and you're way below here? This is such a subtle way of sending this message across, that I am omnipotent. You stand nowhere before me. You better hide in some corner. This shaming breaks a person, especially if it is a narcissistic parent and you are their child. These kind of looks, they don't have a voice to them. There are no words used, but they are daggers to your soul. Continuously being looked at that way, being shamed that way, just erodes your self-esteem. You never ever are able to have a working, functional self-concept. Self-confidence is nowhere to be seen, and so is self-worth. How would you be able to have all these things when the one who was supposed to build that in you just kept destroying you, just kept chipping away at your identity bit by bit until you hardly knew who you are and what you stand for? This kind of shaming through eyes causes massive brain and soul injuries, which then you have to work on to reverse the damage and to build all of that confidence, esteem, self-worth, and everything to just become whole again. This eye look is mainly given to say, I am way above that. I'm not affected by what you say, or your words don't get to me. I just don't even hear you. You're insignificant. You are a speck of dirt before me. This subtle messaging, you can imagine, it just makes you feel your existence doesn't matter, your voice doesn't matter, and you will never be able to get through this person because they are emotionally thick, when in reality, they are emotionally invisible. The fourth weird eye movement, classic eye roll like this. Now, I'm not saying every person who rolls their eyes is a narcissist. Of course not. I advise you to look at the bigger picture and not be at these discrete elements individually, because that will confuse you. These eye movements are the complementary things that come with the main narcissistic personality. So you just have to kind of think of them as add-ons and not as specific individual signs of narcissism, because if you look at them individually without the context, you may confuse yourself. I'm just describing them to help you understand that this is also abuse. This is what they also do, and this has a meaning behind it. Classic eye roll is definitely a way of shaming or telling you, here you go again with the same drama. They make you feel as if you are a broken record, or you're not letting go of the past, or you love to pester them, or you love to argue, or you are so complaining, or you're nagging, or you are clingy, or you just want drama, you just want to fight, you just can't let them live their life, or you're just making their life a miserable hell. All these things just make you feel so small within. It is such a destructive way of belittling a human being and making them feel so small within that they kill their voice on their own, they just diminish it. They stop bringing up these issues because they know they're going to get these eye rolls. These eye rolls are sometimes combined with big sighs, or like, oh my God, or a hand on the face, like, you're gonna do what you're gonna do. Those kind of remarks, as if you're such a burden on them. You are so thick in your head that you can't understand the basic simple things. What are the simple things they want you to understand? Don't point the obvious. Don't talk about the things that I'm doing. Come on. You're expected to be a doormat. You're expected to just get along with it. Why do you have problems? How do you not know you do? You're not supposed to have any problems with me. Every problem has to be about you. I must have all the problems with you. It doesn't work when you have with them, because you can't have them with me, since I am perfect, I am flawless, I can't make mistakes. So it is your problem that you're not letting go. I'll call you clingy, needy, bitchy, whatever comes to my mind. I'll verbally abuse you. I'll harass you for having basic emotional needs. I'll destroy you whenever you will try to communicate and whenever you will give me some feedback so that I can become a better human being. No, I'll nip it in the butt. I'll destroy it and I'll make you think and believe you are a burden and you're always at fault. In conclusion, we can say their eyes say a lot about their narcissistic personality, be it the side look through the eyes looking at you when they are giving a performance to get attention, to see if you're getting influenced, or the upside down, and then the eye roll with the disgust or a smirk on their face to shame you, or just a simple classic eye roll. All these things tell us a lot about their grandiosity, their entitled self, and how they see you. You just have to pay attention, because body never lies. And this is also applicable in their case. No matter how great the facade, their body will always tell you who they are. With that, let's end today's episode. I hope you found it insightful and different. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin and continue.